Live in the studio, James Lowe from Portland, Oregon. Hi there, James.
How are you? Nice to see you.
What you steal Willie Nelson's guitar for?
Well, that one was actually, it was in consideration, but it wasn't quite beat up enough for Willie, so he had to reject that one because it didn't actually have any holes in it. But no, it's a beat up old thing. It's a 1954 Gibson J50.
Okay.
And it's my pride and joy.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Day I left you, you said I was crazy. You said I'd come back the day the sun burst into tears. The ground froze over, the sky went thunder, and heat stroke killed my best blue ribbon steer. Now the sun won't shine, the rain won't fall, horse won't pull my plow, I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne. That's all right with me. Cause I don't need to get down on my knees for no woman. It's a long hand that keeps me on this sad plantation. I don't need an explanation of the sins of man to make me see. The sun won't shine, the rain won't fall, horse won't pull my plow, I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne. I could move mountains or walk on water, I'd go down by the riverside and sleep for 15 years. And when I wake up, if you still don't love me, I'll burn the farm, salt the land, and disappear. Now the sun won't shine, the rain won't fall, horse won't pull my plow, I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne. The sun won't shine, the rain won't fall, horse won't pull my plow, I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne. I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne. Thank you very much. I started off just writing folk songs that I just hated. They didn't feel like there was any meat to them. I was just a young man trying to find something to say, and didn't do much but scratch the surface for a while, and then had sort of a pivotal moment in my life where I was trying to figure out where to go next and what to do, and I decided to go on a long road trip and visit my family semi-distant family. My mom's, or my grandmother's brother, and my mom's cousins in West Texas, and I spent some time with my great aunt and uncle, who were just these two phenomenal people, had great life stories. My great uncle Ted was born during the flu epidemic of 1918, and was not supposed to live. The doctor said, "There's nothing I can do for this baby," and kind of put him aside and tried to treat the mother, and somehow he lived and ended up having a long and amazing life. Hmm. But it was a song that I wrote called Mexiquita, where I took a bunch of the family stories and turned them into this song about myself, and that became the title track to my first album. Mm-hmm. And it gave me a footing and an understanding of what it was that I wanted to say and be as an artist. I have known love as a terrible thing. Cold burning pain, slow turning dream, but something has changed. My heart has grown wise. I met a girl I could sit with a while. I have known love as a sickness in me. Crawling the floor, begging relief, but something has changed. My heart has grown wide. I met a girl with the world in her eyes. Well, I used to worry I was a broken thing. Rusted old clock with a bird that don't sing. But something has changed. My heart's open wide. I met a girl with a light in her eyes. Given to her, and she now to me. And all of the songs mean different things. And something has changed. My heart is all right. The days come and go, and I'm still by her side. Thank you, sir.
There's a lot of love in all those songs. What is love?
What is love? Boy, I guess that's the question I've been trying my whole life to figure out. For a long time, I think I thought it was something to do with having a really bad hangover, and getting left behind by somebody. And it seems like all my songs were about being brokenhearted, and then somewhere along the line, I started getting older and finding songs about just the joy of being in love and being with somebody that has always got your back and contemplating the, you know, some of the sad songs are maybe contemplating what, once you found a really great love, what, you know, what happens when you lose that, if, you know, through death or mm-hmm. or any other thing. But yeah, that's the big question, right? What is love?
Can you write a song without love?
Yeah, I can't. That's probably why I don't work in Nashville.
Right.
Darling, can't you hear the pebbles that I'm throwing at your window? You don't come out tonight, you might never see my face again. In the morning, I'm leaving town on a freight train. Come to say goodbye, my only love. I might take a life of crime, then I might kill 100 men. I might rob that train, come rolling. I might hang for what I did. Darling, how the moon shines in your eyes tonight. I could spend my whole life here with you. Darling, tell me how. Do you love me? Darling, tell me right now if you do. I might roll to some small town and tell the folks I'm settling down. Find a girl that's young and sweet there. Give my life to be her man. On the day her love was spoken, then I'd say it's just a joke. And when her heart was fully broken, then I'd hit the road again. Darling, can't you see there's more at stake than you and me? 100 hearts, 100 lives just might be torn apart. But what you say tonight, can't you hear the pebbles that I'm throwing at your window? If you don't come out tonight, you might never see my face again. In the morning, I'm leaving town on a freight train. Come to say goodbye, my only love. Shines in your eyes tonight. I could spend my whole life here with you. Darling, tell me how much do you love me? Darling, tell me right now if you do. Oh, how the moon is shining in your eyes tonight. I think you're always paying your dues. If you're not paying your dues, then you're not saying anything important anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I think Willie Nelson is still paying his dues. It's not like he's out just goofing off. He's out there working hard and still bringing it to the people.
But he has a bigger band than you have.
He does. Give me some time, though. At you no more. I don't wanna see your face again. I don't want to memorize the little things. 'Cause every time I see your face, my eyes take over and I ain't nothing but your man. Wanna talk to you no more. I don't wanna hear what you have to say. I don't wanna know what you think about. 'Cause every time you open your mouth, my mind takes over. I ain't nothing but your man. Prettier woman out there waiting to catch my eye. There might be a smarter woman wants to take me for a ride. But every time you take my hand, my world starts over, and I ain't nothing but your man. You to kiss me ever again. I don't wanna feel your lips touch my lips. I don't want you to take me there. 'Cause every time you touch my skin, my blood boils over, and I ain't nothing but your man. Catch my eye. There might be a smarter woman wants to take me for a ride. But every time you take my hand, my world starts over, and I ain't nothing but your man. Every time you take my hand, my world starts over, and I nothing but your man.
That was a hot mess.
You know that Dylan song, "You got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend."
Yeah.
That's a hate song more than a love song, isn't it?
Indeed. It certainly can be. There was this couple that used to tour around the West Coast, and they went by the Nowhere Man and the Whiskey Girl off the Gillian Welch song. This singer-songwriter couple, and she got sick, and she died, and he took his own life the same day. He didn't want to go on without her, and it just, that story broke my heart, and I wrote this song. I wish that he had done the same thing. And so anyway, it's called I Won't Let You Go Alone. What's on the other side? Some say they do, but I don't think so. And I have loved you for too long. I won't let you go alone. Your silent lips, this is no time to say goodbye. I'm only leaving for a little while. I put on my dancing shoes and put on my favorite suit. Wash my face and brush my tears away. I have loved you for too long. I won't let you go alone. Have we gone? How many rivers have been crossed? Always with you by my side, I will be with you tonight. Let you go alone. I won't let you go alone. I won't let you go alone. I have loved you for too long.
Thank you very much.
I'm not a fan of new country. I feel like, I mean, there are folks like Steve Earle carry on the tradition, but the stuff that comes out of Nashville, by and large, is garbage, and I wouldn't even call it country music anymore. And you know,
but the great musicians, I mean, they're dead, but they're still playing great music.
incredibly talented musicians. Yeah. But that's what happens sometimes when you have just a machine. You know, you can plug it. There's so many non-noteworthy songs that come out of that machine.
Yeah. This is zombie music.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Interestingly enough, there's actually a really cool music scene in Nashville that happens outside of that whole business, and so it's not to say that there isn't great country music in Nashville. It's just not on you know, Nashville Network Television or you know, whatever, the Country Music Awards and all that. That's just pop music with a fiddle in it every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Not the great tradition of American country and folk and blues. It's all.
So would you call yourself a traditionalist or not a purist?
No, honestly, my taste in music is incredibly diverse. As long as it's good and soulful, I feel like I have an incredibly broad definition personally of what folk music is. And that's any kind of music that tells a story of the people. And that could be, there is music that I have heard that is rap that I would consider great folk music, because it's this visceral telling of the story of the people. You know, it may not be you know, musically my cup of tea, but I see in it that it is something very, very valuable culturally. You know, just the same, just because it's you know, got a banjo and a fiddle in it doesn't mean that it's authentic. It can be just as much of a bunch of garbage as the rest.
But when it's done with heart and soul, it's all right.
Yeah,
probably.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I would, even though my world is folk and country, I would take an honest rap song over, say, Mumford and Sons.
Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but the next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, on down Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. They asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and it was both out on Highway 61. He was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I've never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
Yo, this goes for all my brothers and sisters locked down, for all my peoples incarcerated, for those who ain't make it. Yo, in the housing, thousands seen early graves, victims of worldly ways, memory stays engraved. All my live brothers is locked down with high numbers. The young hunger blind to these lies, they die younger in this new world. The order slaughter men, women, and children. 10 feet gates surround the building, keep us sealed in. The project, life was like a Vietnam vet. Constant war, sever threats of enemy conquest. Quicker cops call my building complex, that's in the rumble. Streets are like a jungle, can't let my cipher crumble. Vivid thoughts, devils resort to trick knowledge. They kick garbage, lust for chicks and quick dollars. I know the pain the game bring, I did the same thing. Spaced out in the staircase, performing a sting. It's hard to keep control. I bless those who seek a scroll, trying to reach a whole nation and break the sleeper hold. Not a role model, I walk a hard road to follow. I sold bottles of sorrow, then chose poems and novels. The gospel was told, some souls will swallow whole. Mentally they fold, and they eventually sold. The life and times, deadly like the virus design, but too minute to dilute the scientist's mind.
You can't party your life away,
drink your life away,
smoke your life away,
fuck your life away,
dream your life away,
scheme your life away.
De Wu-Tang Clan als voorbeeld van eerlijke rap. Daarvoor Bob Dylan, misschien wel de eerste rapper uit 1965. En live daarvoor James Lowe, die niet van het gladde Nashville houdt. Liever rap dan Mumford & Sons. Verder is liefde belangrijk in liedjes, zei hij. Maar dan ook de grote liefde die je tot de dood kan leiden. En liefde, daar moet je muziek mee maken. Zonder liefde is er alleen het gladde Nashville. Hij begon met folk zonder diepere betekenis. Dat veranderde toen hij zijn oude oom in Texas opzocht, die als kind al opgegeven was door de dokter, maar toch heel oud werd. En natuurlijk moet je lijden als artiest, anders heb je niets te zeggen. Vincent van Gogh verhaal natuurlijk, maar toch. Het verhaal van James Lowe uit Portland, Oregon. En dan nu weer wat anders.